Okay, anyway, let us continue. Good evening, gentlemen. Continue the Rambam, Hilchos Macholos Asuras, Perek Tes Zayin, Halacha Yud Zayin, Chapter 16, Law 17. Okay.
Here, pass it to Mark or Paul?
Whoever you want to give it to.
So I'm going to give it to Paul, because Paul's got the two pepper.
Okay. We're continuing to deal with more mix-ins of different prohibited foods and how we are able to add certain combinations that are great kiddushim in the additions of these combinations. So Yud Zayin. He's going to say the general rule, then he's going to explain how it happens. So don't ask me until after it's been explained. Hatruma ma'ale es orla. Truma can be used to nullify orla. Ve'es kile hakerem, and it can be used to nullify kile hakerem. Kate said, let's have an example of this. So'a truma shenafla letisha v'tishin chulin. One saw of chulin, of truma, falls in to a pile of regular produce. That's 99-1. So what happens at this point in the game? There's not enough produce to nullify the truma. And what's the status of the 100 saw of truma? What's the status?
It's usser.
It's usser to?
To a non-kohen.
To a non-kohen.
One saw.
All the, what?
One saw of truma.
No, all 100.
This is less than the,
one, 100 you one. Need 100 to 1 by yeah. truma. So what's the law now?
Can
eat. All 100 saw are prohibited to a non-kohen to eat. Only a kohen can eat it.
Right.
Okay, let's continue now. We're not done. The achakach, then what falls into this mixture of 100 saw, that's 99 of regular and one of truma, falls in achatzi saw, shall orla or shall kile akerem. A half a saw of orla, produce within its first 3 years, that's prohibited to who?
Everybody.
Or kila hakerem is a mixture of the vine and the vegetable. That's usher to
everybody.
Now, how much do you need to nullify orla and kila hakerem? 1 to 200.
We got it.
So now the half a saw of orla is in a combination of the 99 of chulin plus the one of truma,
yeah, so it negates it.
Is 100. Now, if you think about it, the regular chulin, the 99, would not have been enough to nullify the orla. Would not be enough to nullify the orla. But now, in combination with the one of truma, even though the one of truma made the whole pile usher to non-kohanim, but now this 100 that is permitted to kohanim, if the half a saw of orla falls in, it will be nullified by the combination of the truma and the non-truma, and will be permitted for whom to eat?
Just a kohen
will be able to eat it. Because there's still, you didn't have the 100-1 against the truma. So the insight is, even though the truma, as it were, messed up the whole bunch for all the regular Jews, it is able to elevate it to the status that when the orla subsequently falls in, it can combine, even though it's not like 100% kosher for everybody, but it's enough to negate the negative effect of the half saw of the orla to make it all permitted to a kohen only.
I'm talking about the law, which you can't add more.
We didn't add. It fell by itself. No, we're not talking about adding intentionally. It happened to fall in. That's all. It was not intentional.
I'm saying there's no way you can add.
You can't add nothing.
No.
It's usser. It's usser.
That's right.
There's nothing you can do. It's biblical prohibition. Now, maybe with rabbinic prohibitions, you can fool around with that a little bit. But with biblical, you cannot. Yes, sir.
In the text, it says, I understand the math, but in the text, it says...
What does it say?
It says in one seah falls into 99. So now we have 100 seah of produce, and the one makes the 100 usher for everybody else except Kohanim. I get that.
Perfect.
But then follow in the seifa, it says it's 201 times the size of the
What he means is it's 200 to 1.
Okay, so that's different. That's
well, it says Share Allah be'echad umasan. It's one. It's one into 201.
Okay, so the English is the wrong translation.
No, it's one into 201 because the well. It's
a half into 200.
It's
a,
so
half
it's 200. So it's
okay, 200.
So combined, 200. Combined, it's 201 to 1.
That's right, 21 pieces. Because that's the only way you can dilute it. It has to be 200 of one and one of the other. So it is in combination.
It's a relationship of 201 to the one that is there.
And still only the quotient.
But the half is part of the number. It's part. It's 100 and a half in total.
Right, it's 200 to 1, but not 201.
Well, it's 200 with the 1, it's 200.
That has to be so the Hebrew is, all I'm
and
saying
still
is,
only the Kohen can eat it.
And still only the Kohen can eat it.
So what did he gain from that?
No, but the Kiddush is
the Oralite, normally
because if the Truma wouldn't have, if the Truma wouldn't have been in there, the whole thing would have been awesome. Right. So it comes that the Truma that messed up the whole thing for the Yids was able to help out the Kohen.
Right.
You might think this Truma is such a bad thing, that it won't be able to help the Orla be nullified, because there really wasn't. So that's what he starts saying. Truma can help nullify Orla.
Because once it's a permitted mixture for the Kohen.
That's the Kiddush. I mean, it is logical, but he has to spell it out. That even Truma, that can destroy a field for the non-Kohens,
it's
still counted to help the Kohen for Orla. But I don't know why he has Sharei Orla be'echad u'masayim. Okay. So it's the one. It's the one in the 200. That's a shot. I don't like the 201. I don't like the 201.
Your translation, your English, sorry, your Hebrew. The Hebrew was better. Than
it says Share Allah, but well, it is added into the one. The one is now part of 201. There are 201 parts.
Right. Well, it says Be'echad U'Masayim.
So it's the one in the 200. It's the 201. That's what it means. I'm not going to get bogged down in the technicals here.
Any time if it's one of 200, it's okay.
There's 200 to one. Yeah. 200 to one.
Right. So
not 199 and one.
200
to 1.
So the same as 100.
Your translation is better than in the text. That's
it's a little bit of a misleading translation.
Asking.
Okay. Now we're going to do another example, the reverse. Yiches v'chein ha'orla v'kilei kerem. We could take orla and kilei kerem and use that to combine with something else to now malinus a truma to nullify truma. We're going to reverse it. Ketzad, let's have a case. Meya saw shel orla. Now you got to have the math head on your head now. 100 saw of orla. Okay, now the reason he's picking this example, because it's the way the Mishnah recorded. Otherwise, you know, like, I would never have made it so complicated. Okay, anyway, you got 100 saw of Orla or Kilei Kerem. Now that stuff's usher to everybody. Shenaflu letoch esrim elef shel chulin.
Whoa.
It falls into 20,000 saw of chulin. And therefore, since there's 20,000 saw of chulin, we have a 200 to 1 ratio. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. You have a 201 to ratio.
You can eat it now.
So now what's going to be the status of the entire mixture now?
Everybody can
kosher
eat it.
Kosher for everybody. Nasis, what do we have now? We have, what are we going to call this combination now? Kol ha-tarovis, the whole mixture now is how much is it? Esrim elefumeya. 20,000 and 100.
Right.
20,000 and 100. 20,000 is 200 times 100. 100 times 200 is 20,000.
Yeah.
So you have a totally permitted amount of 20,000 and 100. Okay, so far, no Kiddush. But now, we're going to do the following. V'yachach nafal l'chol mea. Now it's going to fall in of truma. A sa'a for each 100... L'chol mea sa'a shel truma. For each 100 of the 20,100, which is 201 hundreds, 20,100 is 201 hundreds.
Right?
You have one saw of truma falling in for each 100, meaning 201 saw of truma has fallen in to the 20,100 saw of the chulin that has mixed into it orla or kilai hakerem.
100 seah.
So guess what you happen? How does it work out? You have exactly a 100-to-1 ratio.
Everybody can eat it
to nullify the truma. Now here's the point: had the kilai hakerem never fallen into the chulin,
couldn't eat it.
You only would have had 20,000 saw of chulin. And if 201 saw of truma would have fallen into the 20,000 saw of chulin, what would have been the status of all that?
Only
to the Kohanim. So now we're really using something that was usser, 100% usser, before it got mixed in. The orla and kilayim was completely usser. Now the point being, when it falls in and gets nullified, it becomes, as opposed to your enemy, becomes your ally.
Yeah. It becomes
part of the permitted amount. So now when a lesser isser, because truma's all, we'll see in a minute, it doesn't really matter what would come in. Any isser for that matter, but they're just picking truma because that was the example in the Gemara. So even though this was something that needed to be nullified initially, but now it can be part of the loyalists and nullify the truma that's in now that it has been part of that group. That's what he says. Hare hakol mutar. The entire batch is permitted. Vitala hatruma. The truma gets nullified. Be'echad umeya with this ratio of 100-to-1. The afa pi shemitza sameif. But even though part of the 100-to-1, Hamalas that nullifies it is Orla or Kilei HaKerem. It's still good to be a nullifier once it's been incorporated into the greater whole. Now, of course, there's one more part to this Rambam that he didn't mention because he assumes you know this. So now, okay, Martin, you now own 200. How much we got here now? 20. What's the number?
20,100.
You know, no, you have 20,310.
Okay, yeah, okay.
So Martin, one, no?
301. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. We have 20,301 sa'ah in your farm now, Martin. I want to ask you, what's going to be the next thing you're going to do? It's a trick question, but it's not a trick question.
Do mice?
Got to do mice or truma.
What do you got to do exactly?
Okay, you got to do 1/60th for truma and 1/10th for mice.
Exactly. No, then how did that 200, how was the 20,000 permitted if you didn't give two mice already from it?
Okay, so it's really
good. Just a little chazar. Can you just start eating it?
This is the coin, right?
No, it's a Yisrael.
Because it's Yisrael.
Yisrael now has, what was the number? 20,301.
But when the tumor fell in, then it's only...
No, because it's 200.
What is the, let's go back. I'm just reviewing a law.
Wait, does it matter?
What's the law? Let's go back. Let's go back to simple law. No. One saw of truma falls into 100 of kulin. What's the law?
It's good.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, and what do you do now? What do you do next?
The kulin has to...
What do you do next?
You can eat it. No. Okay.
Steak mice?
It's ready once,
it has to be allowed to you before
you've
it can
got to account. Give the one saw to the Kohen. Remember? Because there's a financial loss.
Right.
Remember
it's
that law?
Okay,
even if it's nullified, the Kohen is out a saw.
But he's out more than a saw.
He's out 201. In this case. Right. So that here, the Kohen's out 201 saw. You have to remove 201 saw
and give it
to the Kohen. That was, remember we learned that the first...
That was way back.
But I'm trying to do a little refresher
here.
How
do you know he took Meiser before?
Because it was chulin. Chulin means it was ready kosher and ready to eat.
Chulin is ready
pre-prepared. We're talking about a case where it was completely good. He had 20,000 saw perfectly. Everything was done. Or else he couldn't eat it anyways. Problems. 20,000 perfect. But the problem, remember he said, because it's not a halacha of the food now. It's a halacha of the money of the Kohen that's out. So you can't forget. So the 201... saw has to go to the coin. It's a little.
I'm sorry, I don't understand that a little bit. The stuff that's falling.
It's the difference. That, in other words, it's not like a case where treif is falling into kosher. Once it's nullified, you can eat it. Here, there was 201 saw that is supposed to go to a Kohen. Mm-hmm. It was separated, it was tithed.
Okay.
It was tithed. Okay. You have 201, this is going to the Kohen. This is going to the Kohen. All of a sudden, it falls into my pot over here. Well, you still owe the Kohen money, so you take out 201 and give it to the Kohen.
So you can take it at any 201, it's not considered.
Any 201, it doesn't matter.
In there.
Does it matter, by the way, this may be a dumb question, does it matter what order it happens in?
It had to be in this order.
It has to be that order.
The other order would be disastrous. Let's play it out. stop. Okay, let's do the other order. If you had 20,000 and 201 of truma fell into it, what would be the law?
No good. All in a coin.
It's all truma.
It's all truma.
That's good percent.
Okay, now how much falls in now? 100.
100.
100 of orla falls in. What happens then? That's back to lach levor. It becomes nullified for sure. It's nullified.
It's good for the coin.
And, but it's coin. We keep it.
Yeah,
coin. That's exactly what Zion was.
So
that's
the whole pot. Big swing here.
So it matters the order. Now that we have this, he takes it one more tantalizing step. And this is another chiddush. He reviews and adds a point in Yutes. V'chein ha'orla mala es kila hakerem. Orla itself could elevate kila hakerem. Meaning to say, if an orla mixture fell into chulin, and there was enough to nullify the orla, and now you have kila hakerem falling in afterwards, where there wouldn't have been enough of the chulin to nullify the kila hakerem, but with the additional orla, it'll also nullify kila hakerem. And the reverse, if you had kila hakerem fall into chulin to be nullified, and then afterwards orla falls in, but there wasn't enough chulin, but together with the kila hakerem, that nullifies it. That's obvious. He's just speaking it out. V'chein orla mas kila hakerem v'kila hakerem as orla. And now here's the chiddush. V'kila hakerem as kila hakerem.
Wow.
Kila hakerem that becomes nullified can now turn around and nullify kila hakerem, which we're going to explain in a minute. The orla, and so orla, and orla can nullify orla. Ketzav, let's have an example of that. And this is an outstanding chiddush. Ketzav. Masayim saw shel orla. You have, again, large numbers here. 200 saw of orla. O shel kila hakerem, or kila hakerem. Shenaflu la'arboin el of chulin. Falls into 40,000 saw of chulin. So that's just, so it's 200 times 200 is 40,000. So everything is kosher.
Right.
You have 40,200 saw of a kosher mixture of chulin and kila kerma orla. Fine, good. And then the next day, the acherkach, or 20 minutes later, nafal lekol into a whole batch, masayim saw usa. 201 saw of the same orla that fell in before falls in now. So really, now you have 40,401 saw.
Right.
But that 201 of orla got nullified.
200.
What?
It doesn't say 201.
It says 201.
Yeah.
No.
It says, right. Saw,
Yeah, usa'ah. 200 and a saw.
Afterwards, a saw of orla or mixed piece of anvil fell into each of the 200 saw of orla or mixed piece of anvil. The entire mixture is permitted.
Yeah, has to be.
But
so one of you.
And that was the chol masayim. Okay, say again. So chol masayim for every 200, a saw usa shel orla. But in this case, what does it come out to? 201.
Right.
That's what's 201.
Right.
So now, what happens? Hakol mutter. Now let's think about this. On the one hand, if we look at it post everything, what if we go to the origins, you really have originally 40,000 of regular and 401 of orla.
Right.
And that if that 401 would have fallen at one time, it no way would have nullified it.
Right.
But the chiddush is, once it's nullified, it's considered part of the main, and we don't say when the next orla comes, it like would wake up, and join partners with it. Once it's nullified, it's nullified. Now, you might have thought intuitively, wait a minute, but I know there's 401 of orla in there. Don't tell me there's some 401 in orla in there. There's 401 in orla in there. But if all at the same time, we'd say it's usher. The chiddush is, as long as it's in two stages, shekevin shebatal ha'isser, since the isser the first time was nullified, means it's gone. Shenafal tchila nasa ha'kol, everything becomes kechulin hamutarim. It's not considered chulin that's got a little flaw in it, but we're going to overlook the flaw. It's considered like 40,200 saw of absolute chulin.
Wow.
And now with that absolute chulin, so now it can take on its adjoining forces.
Wow.
And therefore it can help and work one more time.
Wow.
So.
Okay.
Wow.
Rabbi, how much time has to pass?
I think it
was machlokas. It says the Torah and the Rama don't hold like that.
Don't hold this halacha at all.
Come on.
Wow. Okay.
Your idea.
He saw. Okay, he doesn't say that. Well, that's it. He doesn't bring it. My guy doesn't bring it down. Okay, so they argue. Shulmark argues on it? Okay, fine.
So,
okay, yeah.
On that, though, I mean, how much time has to transpire? Like, if you pour it.
Once it's nullified.
If you pour the 200 in and just pause very slowly and then pour the next 200 in, is that enough? Like, how. You know what I'm saying? Like, is it.
Half the.
Because if you did all 400 at once, it wouldn't work. If you did 200,
it wouldn't have to be long.
So seconds.
Yeah.
But it has to be more than seconds.
It has to be a separate mixing.
A separate mixing.
So what would be considered a separate mixing?
You have to
stop.
Mix it in first.
Two falls.
What?
Something fell and then something else?
Yeah, but it would have to be a few seconds afterwards.
Because if it's instantaneous, you could pour the 400, you could say in that split second of time, it's mixed and then starts again. But you can't do that.
Okay, that's a good question. It has to be enough time for that to be considered mixed. So I don't know what we're going to call that. 5 minutes? I don't know, because. And if you're pouring something slowly,
is it by accident?
What if you're pouring it so slow, it's drop by drop by drop? No, we're not doing it on purpose here. That's a different story.
That's a different story.
That's a different story. But what if you did it drop by drop by drop? I don't know, because let's say one drop fell in, it's nullified. Another drop falls in, it's nullified. Another drop falls in, it's nullified. I don't know, there's got to be some way of defining where what's called a continuous. Truthfully, when you're pouring in even 200, you know, how about when you're pouring in the first one, it should be nullified.
Exactly.
We don't say that. So there must be some guidelines over here, but the Rambam doesn't discuss it.
It depends whether it's solid or liquid, because liquid probably mixes.
Yeah, solid is a lot easier. Solid never really mixes. It doesn't really mix.
But what are we talking about?
It's sauce, grain, orla.
So this is solid.
Okay, so somehow it got dumped in.
Like if this was fruit, which orla is.
Let's say big basket of apples, and you dumped in a bunch of apples.
It's true. I think of them as mixing, but I guess they do in a way.
Well, they all look the same. I don't know which one's
which. Yeah, you can't differentiate.
Okay, let's continue. Chof! Now we're going to go to a little bit different aspect over here. Beged shetzva'o bikilpei orla. You have a garment that you dye with shells of orla. Now the shells of orla from certain fruits of orla, number one, shells of orla are as usher as orla, number one.
You have no use.
Number two, they would use these dyes, I guess they would cook them or whatever, and they would give you, they would use these shells and would produce dyes. Okay, the dye is orla and it's usher. Right? Now you've dyed, let's say, a sweater. A white sweater with blue orla dye. Let's say. Okay?
Burn it.
So now, and yisaref. You gotta burn it. Because you're getting direct hanah from this, and they're usher banah. It's usher banah. And certainly if you dye using it as the dye, that's a hanah. So you gotta burn the sweater. Okay, point one. Point two. Now what if before you had a chance to burn the sweater, Nisarev Bachem, it got mixed into another 200 blue sweaters. So now you have 201 blue sweaters that look identical. You know, one was dyed with orla, the other two are perfectly fine. Yalla Bech Misayim. It can be nullified if there's 201, meaning 200 and the one is the 201. Okay?
Even if you can distinguish which
one. No, if you can distinguish, you obviously can take it out, but they're totally not distinguishable.
Identical,
they look identical, all of them. That's how far the theory goes. Okay? Now here is an unbelievable insight, the commentary says over here. Look what verb was used to say that it's nullified. In the past words, we used words such as Hatruma ma'alo eso orlo. Ma'alin. Ma'alo. That's past tense. The last three halachas we learned, it all said the truma can be nullified. You know, if it fell in, it is nullified. Mm. Here the word is ya'ale. What does ya'ale mean?
It can be nullified.
Not it fell in and is nullified.
Can
it can be nullified. What does that suggest? It suggests if I got the one blue sweater and I don't want to throw it out, and I have a big sweater making company and I know I have 200 kosher sweaters, here we make the exception. And you can dump 200 sweaters with the one and nullify it initially. That's what the word ya'ale. You may nullify it with 200. And the question is why? Because this iser over here is only derabbanan. This mixture is only derabbanan, not like the other ones.
It's not benefiting.
Because here it's just the dye. It's just the dye as opposed to other examples.
What are you saying? You can throw 200?
Yeah, you can throw it into a pile of 200 sweaters.
You can't, because we said rabbinic things that don't have a biblical source. So here, they would be, that's the word ya'ale. You'd be able to do this.
It's a lot of blue sweaters.
In this case only.
To salvage it, boy. Could it have been like grain and the apples fell in and the apples were orla?
What are you talking about? No, I'm talking about dyes.
Talking about sweaters.
Are you giving me a new, case?
You said if you can distinguish the sweater.
If you can, and same thing with apples of Orla. But you know.
So what we just said before, if there was grain,
and it got mixed, if you could tell which is which, you obviously take it out. There's no question.
Take it out.
But grain is grain, man. I mean, the thing is, we're not in farms. We don't see thousands of tons of grain. You have like a million of those, you know, stacks.
Silos.
Next to that, who could tell the difference? There just is no difference between them. Now, let's just finish up this halacha. Okay. Vechein. And let's take another example. Tavshil shebishlo. Now we're going to talk about a food that was cooked. Now, what was the fuel made out of? We're talking about the fuel now.
The
fuel was made bekilpe orla, with the shells of orla. So you cooked the soup. It was raw soup, and you cooked it with the...
Well, you use olive skins. Olive skins
is used as fire to fuel it. Or upas, or bread, sha'afa bekilpe orla bekilogram. Or you bake the bread with the fuel of the shells of orla or kilek karen. They were used as fuel. So what happens to the bread and the soup? You burn the soup and the bread. You're not allowed to have anything. Why? Because clearly you benefited from this orla, because it became the fuel. And it's more than that. The benefit is recognizable in him because the shell's fuel transformed the food from raw to baked. And therefore it's usher, because the mamish, the impact is direct on it. Now let's go on a little further now. So what if one of these challahs fall into 200 other challahs? Nisarva b'acherim, yalo b'acham esayim, they can be nullified 200 to 1. Because clearly, it would be no worse than regular orla falling in that is nullified at 200 to 1.